It's time for our Tuesday morning conversation. Dave Nelson from Powerhouse Lawn and Leisure is here with us this morning. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, Jeff.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you and Happy New Year to everybody out there.
Yes, and I hope you and your family had a nice Christmas as well.
We did. It's kind of quiet. People sick here and there, you know, different things. And so it's just you take it as it comes.
Yeah. COVID in my house right now, too.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
So it is crazy.
There's another round.
Nasty, nasty stuff. All right, let's talk about the store, Powerhouse Lawn and Leisure in Merrill, a brand new store, and it looks fantastic. There is so much inside that store, and one of these days you're going to run out of room in there.
We keep getting more and more creative with what we have.
And so you got to make room for the new stuff, and so sometimes some of the other stuff has to go. So let's talk closeout, first of all, here this morning. You've been handling Weinbrenner boots for quite a while, Thoroughgood Boots by Weinbrenner. Mm-hmm. You're closing them out now, right? So you're not a lot left there as far as
actually, there
goes.
Is. There's, there's a fair amount left. I don't know the count prepares, but there's 16 different styles. And there's some of them, you know, we don't have every size and every style anymore. But what we do have, people are going to save, everybody's going to save up to 58% off.
Okay.
And it's all first run. It's not seconds. It's great product. It's just something that didn't do what we thought it might do.
Okay.
And we need that shelf space. It's too valuable to have it, you know, the product not turning. But 16 different styles. There's some great boots. I know we've got sizes 9 through 13, not in all styles, but just some great deals for people.
And all good stuff, 58% off, Weinbrenner, and made right in Merrill.
Made right in Merrill, yep. There is some stuff they bring in from overseas, so when you look at the boxes, if it's a red, white, and blue box with stars, it was made here in the States.
Okay.
And if it's a gray and yellow box, it's something they brought over from overseas, which obviously is a less expensive product, but still a good quality boot.
So these boots made for out on the job site, made for in the factory, going to keep people's feet protected. Are we talking steel toe here too?
Yep, there's a lot of steel or composite toe, safety toe boots.
Okay. And 58% off all the remaining Thoroughgood boots by Weinbrenner at Powerhouse Lawn and Leisure. So get those while you still can. Also closing out the Broilmaster propane grill. Tell us about that.
Broilmaster is a grill that's made here in the States. It's, if those of us that are a little older are going to remember the cast aluminum grills that we saw for years and years and years, and you'd see them in parks. You'd see them all over the place.
Right.
And they're still made in the United States. It's a two-burner gas grill. It's an indirect heat. Convection heat, so you never have any flame directly under your food. So they're really easy to cook with. And then they've got a little, and they've got a big drip pan there and a bucket with a big old valve on it that you can run all your drippings into. It's just really easy to maintain and use. And they've also got a little smoker box, so you can pull that box out and put either wood pellets, some cooking pellets, or some other species of wood chips in there to add some smoke.
Got
but
it.
Just a really easy thing to do, and I don't have the pricing in front of me, but I think they're between 30 and 40% off, so it's some huge savings.
So Broilmaster brand propane grills, you're kind of moving away from the propane. You're more into the regular fire kind of grill products and the pellet kind of grill products instead of the gas.
Yep, we had Broil King, and we closed them out as well. We brought in Napoleon. Napoleon is a great quality of, they've got primarily gas grills. They've also got a charcoal grill that's a dome-type grill. It's a nice one that we've got on display. Just some nice features. But we still have the propane, or if somebody needs a natural gas grill, we still have that. But yes.
Got it.
Charcoal, wood-fired, pellet grills, all the pizza ovens from Alpha in Italy. There's all kinds of different things that we have on the floor that you're normally not going to see anywhere around here.
Exactly. I'll be honest, I still like my gas grill, but simply it's a convenience tool more than anything else. If I want to get a really good cook on something, I'm using my smoker every single time.
Yeah, the flavor, I did them several times in the last couple of weeks, even in the cold, smoked pork chops on the Smokin' Brothers.
Yeah.
We did a couple of pork tenderloins on the Smokin' Brothers, just easy, but the flavor is really, really good. And then the best of the bunch is when I go out and cook a steak or a hamburger on the Brio. And my wife did it again last week. It was, you know, it was unseasonably warm.
Yeah.
But she's like, you know what, can we do a steak? So we celebrated New Year's early and went out and lit up the Brio fire pit and did an incredible ribeye. And it just the flavor on the Brios and the wood-fired food is just incredible.
Still hard to beat that. But when it comes, I don't know about you, you probably got other buddies out there that do the smoking thing. And do you and your buddies, your smoking buddies, do you guys exchange pictures and stuff?
Very little.
Oh, very little.
I mean, I see a lot of theirs. I don't send out a lot of pictures.
Okay.
There's some on Facebook and stuff, but some of them are on there all the time showing what they did today. Yeah. And it's like, holy cow, you know.
For me and my buddies, all my buddies now, we've got our smoking thread. And whenever we're getting our smokers out, we got to take pictures of before and after. And one thing that we're learning, I learned from my buddies, hopefully they're learning from me. I took advantage of the warm weather the other day, and I pulled the smoker out, fired up my Smoking Brothers smoker, and I put some bacon out there. And it filled up the entire surface of the grill smoker, and I had a wait until it kind of rendered down a little bit so I could fit some brats on there, because I smoke my brats now instead of grilling my brats.
Mm-hmm.
So I had bacon and brats on the smoker, and I put that out there to my buddies, and they say, boy, isn't it kind of cold to get the smoker going? I said, I got a Smoking Brothers smoker, and so mine is double wall metal insulation. Mine is way better than your guys', as I don't have to build a shelter around
mine. You cook all winter, you don't need a shelter or a blanket.
Yeah, yeah. So when I was exchanging the pictures of my smoked brats and the candy bacon that I made, Dave, I've seen pictures of girls that weren't as pretty as that picture of meat that I saw that day.
So one tip when you're doing brats is poke the brats. I don't know if we've talked about that at all.
I don't do that.
But the one thing that happens on the pellet grill, especially, is they can get a little bit rubbery. The skin or the casing can get a little bit rubbery. And if you poke it before you cook them, you're not going to lose all the juice. But it just changes that. It's a really good idea. Yeah, just try that and report next month when we duck.
Because I have to say, yes, I love the flavor of the smoked brats, but sometimes the casings get a little tough when you smoke them. And so the trick to that is poke a hole in it first, but then that goes counter to everything I think when it comes to brats.
Because
I want to keep the juice in.
Yeah, normally you're thinking brats, you got them on a hot charcoal grill, and they start cracking themselves and splitting, and you got it's a different deal on a pellet grill. You know that because you're going lower temperature. But that's just something that we learned over the years, and it's a neat trick.
I do 225 for 1 hour. I flip them after a half hour, and then after a full hour of smoking, then I crank the heat up to get them sizzling and get them hot and finish them and put them in a bun. But I tell you what, I don't grill. As much as I love grilled brats, smoked brats are even better.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, lots better.
Don't forget desserts on the Smoking Brothers or on the pellet grills.
I made a cornbread in a cast iron skillet on my smoker right before Christmas time. And if I had to do it over again, I would gladly do it again. I just wouldn't leave it out there so long. That's the other thing I'm learning about smoking, Dave. People need to, you look at a recipe for just a basic roadmap, but they're not set in stone. That's one thing about smoking. You got to be able to know what you're looking at and know what you're, time-wise is important. So I left that cornbread on there a little too long, but it still was fantastic.
Yeah.
But I'd take it off a little sooner next
time.
Take
it off a little sooner. Yeah. We just did pumpkin snickerdoodle, which was a recipe that was originally made for the oven. But oh my goodness, over the pellet grill, it's just incredible. We've done bourbon, Jim Beam, bacon, apple crisp. We've done apple dumplings. We've done, what was one of the, there was a bread pudding recipe from Damon at Croy Valley Foods that we did on the grill. Just incredible. And if you do pies... If you do pies, the pie crust will take on a little bit of that smoke, and it's just so good. Huh.
I can imagine. I tell you what, other than being a little too done, my cornbread on the smoker was outstanding, and that's way better way to go than the oven, that's for sure. Well, we got a little bit off topic here from my notes here, but let's continue on here. You mentioned the Alpha Pizza ovens. You have Halo griddles. You talked about the Brio smokeless fire pit. Bottom line is cooking outside is easy. It's fun. And the thing that it comes down to is selection, and how do you choose all the best stuff? So if people didn't get what they wanted from Santa Claus, and maybe they have a little holiday cash to spend, maybe you're anticipating a tax return coming up in a couple of months, now's the time to get in there and start getting educated in all this stuff.
Oh, it is. Yeah, and we've got a bunch of different flavors of pellets, Barbecuers Delight pellets and Smoking Brothers pellets, just very good quality pellets. That makes a big difference. We've talked about that before. The cheaper pellets, a lot of times they burn up faster. You don't maintain a consistent temperature. My son and my son-in-law both have fire boards, which are multiple meat probes that would go in your meat and one in your grill, you know, to monitor temperatures.
Yep.
And when they've practiced or played around for the heck of it with other brands of pellets, there's big swings in the temperature up and down. Yep. And there's more consistent temperatures with the pellets that we sell. So that's something we've got a lot of repeat business there from people that have been loyal customers, or maybe they're new customers that once they try our stuff, they're back.
I tried skimping a little bit. I bought some cheaper pellets a while back, and one thing that I noticed with the cheaper pellets was the ash and creosote buildup inside the grill. It seemed that the cheaper stuff has a lot of buildup in there that you just don't want.
Yeah.
You definitely don't want it on your food, let alone clogging up the grill works.
Exactly. Exactly. It's just something that, you know, you learn as you go.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just got a message on that Broil King, Broil Master grill that we have.
Oh, yeah.
Originally was $14.56 or $7.99. So get in there. Get in there and get them. I think we've got two or three left.
Oh, good. They got us on back at the store. Good morning, everybody, back at the store in Merrill.
Yep.
Let's talk a little bit about some more cooking stuff. Alpha Pizza Ovens, and let's talk about those a little bit. Again, that's one of my long-term wish lists, to have an Alpha Pizza Oven on my patio. Why Alpha? Why do you sell that brand?
Alphas are made in Italy, and the Italians know their wood-fired cooking and their pizza ovens. And they're just very well insulated. They're gorgeous in the backyard. They're just really well built. But you build a wood fire in them, and then you push that the wood or the coals off to the side, and you cook right on the fire brick. And you can get up to within 20 minutes of lighting them, 20 minutes or so, you can be up to 1,000 degrees inside.
Really? That fast?
Yeah, the first time I made pizzas in there, I burned them miserably. So you want to be a little bit careful. But, man, you do pizzas in like a minute and a half, and people will set up like a little buffet line. You know, you make your own pizza, your own ingredients, and you get someone that's just feeding the pizzas in and out of there, and it's just so much fun.
And it really is great for a group setting, especially if you got the kids coming over. Everybody can make their own pizza.
They make their own. Nobody can complain about what they got or didn't get. Yep.
Exactly. And if you're hungry for company, whether from the kids or friends, put one of these on the patio, invite some folks over. You'll never be lonely again. Everybody's going to want to be on your patio.
Exactly.
And it's like that with a lot of these products. Halo Griddles and PK Grills. Let's talk a little bit about those two quick.
PKs are grills that are cast aluminum grills with a 20-year warranty. And the PKs we've had for a number of years, they start out with a little, it's called a hibachi, and then the PK Go, which are great for transportation. Take them camping, take them tailgating. I've got one at home that I use. Usually it's just Dawn and I, and I'll fire that up when I... don't need a lot of space for the charcoal grill, or I want to do something quick. They're just great grills. There are several different sizes. Their largest is the PK360, which we have. There's the original, which is no longer made, but I've got a couple of left. And then the new original, which has got some improvements over the old. But we got their full line, got their accessories, and it's a great company.
There was not a Brio fire pit under me under my Christmas tree this year, Dave.
We can help you with that.
Yeah, I know you can. And you tell us about the cooking competition, the steak cook-off competition that was there. They used some of those Brio fire pits. I understand you still have a couple of used one weekend only and some really good deals.
Yeah, they were used basically for a couple hours. We had customers or competitors that on Friday at our event had to cook on a Brio. And many of them had never cooked on one or any of the competitors. A couple of them had. But it was a lot of fun. I mean, the feedback we got from everybody that competed was it's a level playing field for everyone. They're all learning. They're all having fun. The two things that I heard most were this was a blast and thanks for doing this. Because normally they cook on their own grills and they've got their methods and the, you know, they're and you don't interrupt. They're on their mission. And this was just a lot of fun. So we made a deal with Brio. I've got, I think, four or five of these things left. I had them at $4.99. It's the pit by itself sells for $4.95. Then there's the Outpost, which is a cooking grate that also can be used with or without the pit. Those, I think, are $1.60. And then there's a skillet rest, which slides over the end. You can throw a cast iron pan on that and be cooking on the cooking grate above it. And the total value is about $7.40. And we lowered that price to $3.99 on the remaining packages. So they shouldn't be there long. And you look at them, you can see there's been a fire in them. There might be a little grease on there. But, you know, for a couple $100 savings, why wouldn't you do that?
They're going to get looking that way eventually anyway.
The first time you use them.
They get a patina to them after you start using them.
Well, that one doesn't because it's stainless steel.
Oh, okay, it doesn't.
Yep.
Okay.
So they've got ones that patina or get the red rust. This is a stainless steel grill, so it
got
doesn't
it.
Do that.
Yep. Okay, so if you don't want that patina... stainless steel will stay good for a lot of years. Just real quick on the Halo griddles. Do you see this as one of the next big growth things? It's the more and more I'm talking to folks about outdoor cooking, they're mentioning griddles more and more. Do you see this as the next like big thing coming up?
It is. It's one of the fastest growing segments, and you know they've been out there for a number of years. Different companies are coming out with them now, basically to compete with one. that the name starts with black.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things over the last couple of years that people have asked us. They've come in, do you have those? No, we don't have those. So there's a reason we didn't have them. And then Till is our rep from Halo, and he came in and showed us his product, and it was kind of a no-brainer. It's built better. They've got the frame of the griddle goes up around the sides and the front and back, so it's windproof. A lot of these things, a wind will whistle through. They can blow out your flame, and they can for sure affect your temperature when you're cooking. So this eliminates that. They've got a cover that you can cook cover on or cover off. So most of these, the cover is there just for protection when it's not in use.
Right.
And you remove the cover, metal cover in most cases. You remove that cover, you got to set it someplace, and you can't use the cover on the grill or on the griddle. So these are designed, if you think of something where you're trying to melt some cheese or you're trying to do something where you're, you know, you want some
cover
heat, you want some heat top and bottom. Yeah, it's an insulated cover, and you bring that cover right down while you're cooking. Just some, there's some really neat things. So I had a customer and his wife come in, I don't know, probably 3 or 4 months ago, and they were shopping for one. And I never heard back from them, and he came in a couple months ago, and I said, hey, did you ever buy a griddle? Yeah, we did. He said, yeah, and he said, yeah, we made a mistake. He said, we went and we found one that was cheaper. He said, I should have bought one from you. Hmm. And then there was another fellow that was in just before Christmas. He'd been in probably 2 or 3 times. And finally he decided he was going to buy the biggest one that we had in stock. It was a 3-burner 6-zone, so you can cook a lot of food on it.
Right.
And he bought that for his son for Christmas. And then he called me right afterwards to talk about a generator that he was going to buy. And I said, hey, how did it go with your son's griddle? Oh, man, he loves it. I said, did he cook for you yet? He said, no, but he cooked for a Packer party, and he did some other stuff. So, yeah, the quality is there, and that's where we want to be with all the products that we sell.
I've looked around at some of the other brands, the big-name brand that you talk about that a lot of people think of, and I'm looking at the price tag. I'm feeling this thing up, and I'm thinking the feel of this machine and the price tag don't match. I just didn't see that the quality was there. Same thing like with my Smokin' Brothers pellet grill. The quality is there. You can tell by touching it, by feeling it, by moving around. You can tell the quality is there. And I just wasn't seeing that with that other name brand. I thought, this price for that? Are you kidding me?
Right. Exactly.
So you
get what you pay for. And if when people, it's the same thing. There's a couple things we didn't talk about. I know we're going to run short on time, but before we get into the hot tubs, there's some Toro rebates that are unusual this time of year on lawnmowers. So they have up to $2,000 instant rebate on commercial zero turns. I sold a couple of them just before the end of the year. People wanted to spend some money before year end. Like you talked about earlier, if people have tax returns coming back or there's bonus or anything else that they might be looking to spend some of that money or budgeting for, it's a great time to save some big money. And then we do quite a bit with the Husqvarna Automower robots. We haven't talked about that for quite some time.
Been a while.
But with the fact that we have virtually no snow, if anybody wants to think about getting one of these things, we can come out and measure up a yard or discuss with and get you on the list to get those things installed in the spring. We've installed more than 80 of them, and I don't know of one customer that's got one that wouldn't do it again.
Yeah.
So if you don't like mowing the lawn or if you don't have the time to mow the lawn, you get one of these things, and now they've come out with a new model that's GPS, so no more wire trenching. Now, if you've got a real heavily wooded lot and, you know, you don't have access to the
right.
to the sun for what they call a reference station that picks up the, you know, the signal out of the cloud, then it's not going to work for you. But on the other hand, the vast majority of people, it's just another way to save time. You'll have the best looking lawn on the block, and these new ones that are GPS, you can program to stripe. So if you like a striped yard, you can have it with that mower.
And real quick, snow blowers on sale. The snow may or may not come, but you got a nice selection of Ariens and Toros in stock, and everything is on sale. The brand of the month for January is Croy Valley. Croy Valley has 36 sauces and rubs to choose from.
We have 36 sauces and rubs
have
in stock,
them.
Yeah.
Yes, and they're all 10% off for the month of January. Let's talk about the chain locker. You mentioned some good stuff on the chain locker.
Chain locker is a neat product that we brought in about a year and a half ago. And it's a way for anybody that's got chains, and you think of chains for chainsaws, when people bring them in to be sharpened, they're knotted up, they're in balls, they're rusty. We see them all different ways. And this is just a way to keep your chains organized, neat and clean. There's 3 different colors. Some people buy 2 colors. They put dull chains in one, sharp chains in another. Just makes it a lot easier when you go to the woods or the backyard and you're going to do some cutting to be organized and know where you're at with that stuff.
Perfect weather for an Arctic spa on the patio, too.
It is, and we've just delivered a couple here in the last couple weeks. I had a customer begging for one that I had on my showroom floor to be delivered before Christmas, so we did that.
Okay.
So normally I have one that's running there where we can show Spa Boy the automated saltwater system and the soft water and what it does for you. I do not right now, but I got some more that are supposed to be shipping here shortly. They're done and ready to go up at the factory. And we can install those spas all winter.
And so, anything? What did we leave off? Anything here? I'm just checking everything here. I think we hit it all.
I think we did.
Yeah. So don't miss. There's a lot of good things on sale. Closeout items, rebates available. Those are usually a limited time thing too. And if you go save money on a snowblower if it snows or not this year. You know it'll snow next year.
It's going to snow. We just don't know when. And the grass is going to grow. We just don't know when.
Exactly.
So the one thing we know about our business is the grass is always going to grow in the spring. But we don't know when spring is, and we don't know how long it's going to grow. So,
but it's a good thing you're there when we need you.
We're dependent on the big guy up above.
What are the regular hours at Powerhouse Lawn and Leisure, Dave?
We're 8:30 to 5 Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 8:30 to 6 Thursday and Friday, and 8:30 to 2 on Saturday.
It's all good. That's the thing. Everything in the store at Powerhouse Lawn & Leisure, it's all the good stuff, most of it made right here in the USA. Dave Nelson, Powerhouse Lawn & Leisure, and Merrill, thanks for being here this morning, Dave, and Happy New Year.
Thanks, Jeff. Happy New Year, everybody. See you soon.